I said the last time we looked at Jonah was 1998, but that is incorrect.
我上一次講約拿書是1998年，應該唔啱嘅。
My problem is my sermon index of the years I've preached, they're separated on different hard drives because, you know, when your computer breaks down, you have backups, but then they're all over the place, you know?
咁呢，我講到嘅一啲嘅記錄呢，其實係分喺唔同嘅硬碟嘅裏面。咁當你電腦壞咗嘅時候呢，咁你所有即係留低嘅記錄呢，喺唔同嘅地方。
And so when I said 1998, I looked at your faces, and some of you said, hmm, I thought it was sooner than that, earlier than that. I mean, and you're right, 2010.
咁呢，上次我講1998年，有啲人就話冇理由，應該好近啫。咁原來翻歐，原來應該係2010年。
And so I was wondering, you know, as I was looking at the text, say, how come it's going so well, you know? It's like I looked at it before, you know?
難怪得講得咁暢順。
It was only 6 years rather than, let's see, 98 from 2016, 18 years.
咁係唔係18年之前，係6年以前啫。
But there's good news. A sermon has its life of its own. So whether you preach from the text before or not, it takes a life of its own each time you preach.
咁呢，呢個講道呢，佢都有自己嘅生命，每一次佢哋講嘅時候呢，都可以係不斷嘅演化。
So in a sense, it is fried rice, but maybe just a few grains still, maybe a little bit more than a few.
所以呢，唔係淨係真係炒冷飯，有啲新嘅嘢。But
nevertheless, it's not a waste of your time.
但係唔會浪費咗大家時間。You
know, the key to understanding this portion of the narrative is verses 8 and 9.
今日睇到呢段嘅经文嗰个重点就喺第8至到第9节，可以帮助你明白呢段嘅圣经。
And Daniel, if you could shine up once again verses 8 and 9, because this is really the theme of the book of Jonah.
呢个其实系约拿书嗰个主旨喺里边。
Those who worship false gods from false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies.
他說那信奉虛無之神的人離棄憐愛他們的主。
But, verse 9, I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone.
然後他說但我必用感謝的聲音獻祭與你， 我所許的願我必償還， 因為救恩是出於耶和華。
See, Jonah was blind to the depth of God's grace.
約拿並唔睇到神嘅恩典究竟有幾深。
That doesn't mean he didn't understand it, because we know he fled from the Lord because of God's grace.
但並唔代表佢唔明白，因為佢認識到神嘅恩典，所以佢先至從神嘅面前逃走。
He knew God was merciful.
他知道神是有怜悯的，
and didn't want, based on his racial prejudice, did not want the Ninevites, the Assyrians, the Gentiles, from being saved.
而因为他自己的偏见，他不希望尼尼微人这些亚述人，他们可以得到神的拯救。
You see, Jonah is a prophet. A prophet of God gets direct revelation from God himself.
约拿是一个先知， 約拿可以從神裏面直接得到啟示。
So how is it that Jonah is struggling big time?
但為什麼約拿有這麼大的掙扎呢？
Well, the gist of the sermon is because he didn't get the depths of God's grace until verses 8 and 9, chapter 2.
因為他並沒有認識到神的恩典是多麼深厚，直接到第8、第9節。
And so my premise here is this. If Jonah struggled with that, how much more do we struggle with understanding, grasping God's grace?
如果約拿在這件事情上有這麼大的掙扎，對於我們來說，我們在認識神的恩典上有更加多的掙扎。
I think if you think about that, it would humble us.
如果你這樣想的時候，就可以謙卑下來。
All of us, in one sense or another, here in this room and out there, really don't get the depth of God's grace.
我們每一個人，甚至外面的人，沒有一個人可以真正去認識到神的恩典的幾咁深。
See, Jonah fled from the Lord. He didn't want to follow Jesus. He didn't want to follow God.
約拿從神的面前去逃走,
because God commanded him. He is a prophet. Go and preach this message of grace to the enemies of Israel, the Assyrians.
神叫約拿你要去向那些亞述人去講神的救恩。
And so, as we learned last time, Jonah fled from the face of God.
上次我们看到约拿从神的面前去逃走。
That means he didn't want to draw near the Lord.
即是说他不想去靠近神。
And you know, he's kind of like us. You know, God is good. You know, keep him in his box. Keep him at a distance. But not too close. You know, not too much.
他们好像我们这样，我们经常想，将神放在盒里面，我们不要靠那么近，不要走那么近，这样就行了。And
of course, God is God, right? And so he's chasing Jonah down.
当然神是神，他会追赶约拿。
God's grace is the essence of the gospel. If you guys have hit slide one, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes to Christians in Colossians about the gospel, about God's grace in 1:6. It says there, again, talking about the gospel of God's grace, which has come to you, picking up in the middle of verse, as indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth.
神的恩典其实就是这个福音的重点，那个中心。保罗在哥罗西书对这哥罗西人，他这样说，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
So I'd like you to consider, maybe there's something to this. Jonah didn't get it, and he had to suffer greatly before he got it.
约拿并没有明白到这一点，而且他在明白到这一点之前，他受到很多的苦难。
And again, we are like Jonah. There are many aspects of our lives that are not in line with God's will.
我们好像约拿一样，我们在我们生命里面有很多方面，我们并没有跟随神的旨意。
And again, that shows we're not grasping God's grace.
他表示我们并没有捉紧神的恩典是什么。
Because until you really understand the grace of God, you don't really belong to Him. You think you believe, but you really don't.
你可能会以为你是相信，但其实如果你不认识神的恩典的时候，你不是真的属于祂。
See, we pick up the story where Jonah is thrown overboard. Again, there's a hurricane, a storm on the Mediterranean Sea. He's thrown overboard by the sailors, and he's starting to sink in the water.
我上一次看到 在约拿在船上，这个船去到地中海的中间有一个风暴，那些船员要将它掉下海了。
Now his willingness to die was mainly because he was remorse and shameful of running from God.
他愿意去死，因为他可能觉得羞耻，因为他从神的面前逃走。
And again, God knew, Jonah knew that God was omnipresent. He's everywhere.
约拿知道神是无处不在的。
So he's really running from the face of God, relating to God in a close way.
他从神的面前逃走，其实是他不想跟神有一个深的关系。
You see, if you're not in line with the will of God, if you're going contrary to what he tells you, then that's not really love, right? Love is obeying. Love is willing to follow.
如果你不愿意跟随神的旨意的时候，其实你不是真的爱神。 如果爱神的时候，是要去顺服，要去跟随。And
so, through his shame and his remorse and guilt, Jonah says, throw me overboard. And the sailors comply. And it seems, in Jonah's mind, he's thinking that, you know, I'd rather die.
在他的羞耻里面，他跟那些船员说，你将我丢下海，我宁愿死了。Now
what happens in the story?
那么故事跟着是怎样呢？
Again, it's important to pay attention to the story because the first thing after he's thrown overboard and sinking is not that the fish comes.
他留意到第一样嘢，佢被掉落海之后，唔系嗰条鱼就即刻出现。
If you read chapter 2 carefully, the fish is coming, yes, but there's a cry of distress first.
如果你睇第二章小心啲睇嘅时候，嗰条鱼系会嚟，但系喺之前咧，约拿喺当中系呼喊。
See, it seems that Jonah has surrendered his life to the justice of God, right?
好似保罗约拿要将佢自己嘅生命咧系伏喺神嘅公义之下。
He knows what he's done is foolish. He's guilty.
佢知道佢做嘅系傻事，佢系有罪。
And as a prophet, he knows he deserves death.
佢亦都知道佢系值得系死嘅。
Yet in the moment, again he's sinking, right, in the water. The moment that death was imminent, he remembers God's grace.
当佢喺呢个大浪嘅当中嘅时候，好似死亡就临到嘅时候，约拿就记起神嘅恩典。
Go slide two. He tells us that later in the story in Jonah 4:2, a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry, filled with unfailing love, you're eager to turn back from destroying people.
咁佢后嚟喺第四章嘅时候讲翻呢个故事，佢讲到话神系有恩典有怜悯嘅神，不轻易发怒有丰盛嘅慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的罪。
You see, Jonah cries out for mercy, cries out for grace.
约拿去呼喊神，系俾佢有怜悯有恩典。
And then the Lord appoints the great fish miraculously to rescue Jonah.
然后神就叫呢条大鱼嚟到去救约拿。
The Lord had mercy.On the prophet, on the wayward prophet,
神对于呢个先知系有怜悯
，and saves him miraculously in the fish's belly.
然后将佢系安全嘅送喺呢个鱼嘅肚里边。
So chapter 2 is what Jonah prayed while he was still conscious in the fish.
第二章就系话保罗约拿喺呢个鱼嘅里边，佢仍然清醒嘅时候嘅一个祈祷。
And I hope you picked out.Some of the key things in that prayer, he recounts his cry of distress in the water and lifts a voice of thanks. Thanks for deliverance.
佢讲翻佢喺呢个水嘅里边大浪嘅当中嗰个挣扎，然后佢大声嘅去向神去祈祷。
Or to put it another way, Jonah's prayer is about grace.
或者讲佢嘅祈祷其实系关于恩典。
So let's look at this more carefully.Under the rubrics of two subheadings, what is God's grace?
让你小心去睇一下，我哋首先去睇究竟系乜嘢系神嘅恩典。
And how do we get a grasp of it? How do we receive it?
然后我哋去点样得到，点样明白
？First, what is it?
咁恩典系乜嘢咧
？What makes Christianity different than every other religion?
有乜嘢令到基督教同其他嘅宗教有唔同咧
？You answered it. God's grace.
你讲咗啦，系神嘅恩典。
You know the word in the Old Testament used for grace is shen.Shen means favor.
在旧约圣经里面用恩典那个字叫 Shen 就是好像是特别有一个有一个益处。
Now that Hebrew word goes beyond what we think in English.
You know, I'll do you a favor, right? 希伯来文的字和英文的字是很有一个更加长远的解释。在英文里面 favor 可能是讲到帮我一个忙。但是希伯来文你不知是这样的意思。
I'd have to rely on the expertise of Raymond here in Chinese. But in English, I do you a favor means action, right?
在英文里面帮我一个忙好像是一个行动。
This word goes beyond action.
但这个字不单止是行动的意思。
It goes beyond just doing a favor.
不单止是为他帮一个忙做一件事。
Even though doing favor is gracious, right?
纵使是帮一个忙是真的好像给他看到他有这个恩典。
Oh, no, back to that first slide. Yeah. To find favor means to be let in to a place you don't have the right to be in.
所以他眼前蒙恩好像这个恩典的字就是说你要让他去进入到你的地方里面纵使他不配。
I'll give you an example. Genesis 33.
例如创世纪第三十三章
，We see Jacob coming back to confront his brother Esau。
我哋睇到雅各去翻到嚟到去去到以扫嘅面前。
Years before, Jacob had done a mean thing to Esau。
喺好多年前，雅各对于以扫系做一件好唔好好差嘅嘢。
Again, I gotta summarize here. He enticed him to trade his birthright as the firstborn son of family for a bowl of stew.
他用一碗汤去欺骗了以扫那个长子的名分。
Then later, Jacob tricks his dad to get his brother's blessing from his dad.
然后呢他又去欺骗了他的父亲，让他父亲去祝福他，不去祝福以扫。
Right, he pretends to be Esau. He puts the animal fur on his arms. And goes in, his dad's blind now, almost blind, and so he's trying to fool his dad that he's Esau to get the blessing.
如果你記得的話, 他將動物的皮放在手裡面, 又去到父親的面前, 因為父親已經差不多盲了, 父親摸了的時候, 以為是Esau就祝福他。
And so he betrayed his family. He betrayed his brother Esau. And Esau was very, very, very angry at Jacob. And this went on for years. And when Jacob returns in Genesis 33 verse 10, you know what he says? Many years later, he says, "Let me find Shen. Let me find grace. Let me find favor."
而在創世記33章,雅各回來去到以掃的面前,他說什麼呢?他說,讓我在你眼前蒙恩,Shen這個字。
And in Genesis 33, that's the same word in Jonah 2. What Jacob is saying is, Esau, let me back in. I don't deserve it. You have every right not to. Let me back in to be your brother again.
雅各講這個字,跟約拿書所講的是一樣。 所以雅各其實說的就是,哥哥讓我回到你的當中。
Esau, you have no obligation, but let me in. Let me back in.
他說你不一定要這樣做,因為我真的沒有這個權力,但是我求你讓我回到你的當中。
That's the Hebrew word.
這就是希伯來文的字的意思。
Favor is the opposite of what is your right. Favor is the opposite of being outside.
這個蒙恩就是說,這個在外面的相反,以及是有權利的相反。
You're let in, even though you don't deserve to be left in.
你進來當中,縱使你是不配得進來。
That's grace, that's favor.
這個是恩典,這個蒙恩的意思。
See, grace is being led into a place you don't deserve to be.
恩典就是說,你進到那個地方,你是不配得進去的。
And you're let in by a person who's not obligated to let you in.
你是被那個,他不一定要讓你進來的人,去讓他進來。
That's slide 3. Favor is given to an undeserving person by an unobligated giver.
恩典是由一個沒有責任要賦予恩典的人,去給一個無權利,不配得得到恩典的人。
See, you're accepted.
你是接受的。
You're accepted as one of them.
你被接受成為他們的一份子。
Despite the fact you don't deserve it.
縱使你是不配得。
You're embraced, you're brought into the family despite your waywardness.
縱使你是任意妄為,但是你被帶入到這個家庭裡面。
It's kind of like the prodigal son.
好像這個浪子一樣。
The prodigal son messed up. He wasted the wealth. He wasted his father's inheritance.
這個浪子花費了所有他所得的錢財。
He came back, he wants back in.
然後回來的時候,他想回到這個家庭裡面。
He doesn't deserve it.
他不配得回去。
But the father welcomes him back.
但這個父親歡迎他回來。
Right? He's not obligated to, he does.
這個父親不需要這樣做,但是他真的這樣歡迎他回來。
That's grace. That's favor.
這是恩典,這是蒙恩的意思。
See, all this is spelled out in verse 6 of our text.
在經文的第六節裡面已經可以讓我們看到。
Danielle, if you could go back to verse 6. I'm going to read the NIV. I have the NIV here. This is the New Living Translation. The NIV says, "To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever, but you brought my life up from the pit."
他說我下到山根,地的門將我永遠關注。耶和華我的神啊,你卻將我的性命從坑中救出來。
You know what he's saying there? This is Jonah in his prayer. He's saying, "I was far away from you, O God. I was barred, but you let me in."
約拿所說的就是,我離你很遠,我在外面,但是你讓我回到你的裡面。
You let me be near you.
你讓我去再親近你。You
accepted me back.
你再次接受回我。
And God is like the father welcoming back the prodigal son.
父神就好像這個浪子的父親一樣,去歡迎那個浪子回來。
Right? He was lost, but now is found.
那個浪子曾經是失去,但是現在被尋回了。
The prodigal might have been dead. But he's alive.
這個浪子可能死了,但是現在是活著。
And God welcomes back sinners to come close to him, like Jonah.
神去欢迎罪人翻到嚟近接近佢，好似约拿一样。
But it goes further than that. He's opening up his home. He's opening up his home for Jonah to come back.
唔单止系咁样，神系将佢嘅家嘅门去打开，去欢迎约拿翻嚟。
You see that in slide three. If you could hit slide three, John 14:2. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Those are Jesus' words, right?
约翰福音第十四章第二节，佢话在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。这个耶稣所讲的。
See, the image that Jesus is projecting there in John 14 is a mansion with many rooms that he's prepared for you. Those of you by faith who have embraced Jesus.
耶稣所讲的这个图画就好像一个大宅，一个 大屋这样，里面有很多的房，他让那些相信了他的罪人去回到来，入到这个大宅的里面。
So God welcomes us despite our undeserving status into his presence, into his home.
所以神去欢迎我们这些我们不配得的人去入到他的家里面。
We live in New York City, right?
我 住在纽约。
You don't just let anybody into your home, right? New York City.
在纽约你不会随便去让人去入到你的家。
But when you let the person in, hospitality means more than just opening the door, right?
但是当你让人去入到你的家的时候，你欢迎人的时候，不是就这么打开门就算了。
When somebody's in your place, you meet their needs, right?
当人到来到你的家的时候，你会去供应他的需要。
You know that.
你知道。
Because many of you are hospitable.
大家都很很好客的。
If you're unhappy,If your guests are unhappy, you listen to them.
如果你嘅人客唔系好开心嘅时候，你去听佢讲嘢。
If your guest is hot, you open the window.
如果你嘅客人咧好热咧，你要打开个窗。
If they're cold, you turn up the heat.
如果你冻嘅时候咧，你就开行个暖气。
If they're thirsty, you give them something to drink.
咁如果你口渴，你当然会俾水佢饮。
Right? That's hospitality.
呢个就系好客嘅意思。
In the same way, God's grace means God lets you in.To his home, all the way in.
同样神的恩典就是说神让你进入到他的家的里面。
And it says he meets your needs.
就是说他去回应你的需要。
He guides you in wisdom.
他用智慧去引导你。
He controls the events of your life for your good.
他为你的好处去掌管你生命的不同的事情。
That's the concept of God's grace, God's cosmic hospitality.
这个就是恩典，这个是神。用他的能力去接待我们。
And it's an amazing truth. That's why it's an amazing grace, right?
这个是一个很奇妙的真理，所以这个才是一个奇妙的恩典。
I want you to think about that. How can it be the God who created the world, who sustains the world, invites you into his home? How can that be?
我想你想一下，一个创造宇宙万物的神，他用托住万有的这个神，他怎样会去接受你，去入到他的家里面。
You know, if you go to the White House,
如果你去白宫的时候，
you're going to be waiting a very, very, very long time to see the president, right?
你可能要等很久很久很久你才会见到个总统。
You might not see the president.
可能你甚至不会见到个总统。
Well, maybe you will, I don't know. maybe some of you will be able to.
或者你有些人可能会见到。
But not me.
但我见到。
He ain't going to see me.
他没见到我。
It is amazing. God is so much more than the President of the United States.
神比一个美国的总统更加大，但是很奇妙，神接待我们。
As human beings, we need to be received, especially by our significant others. You know that.
我们作为人，我们要被人去接纳，特别是我们那些重视的人。
You ever talk to somebody who got divorced?
你有没有跟一些离婚的人讲过呢？
You know why it's so painful? Why it's like amputating your leg or your arm to survive?
点解系咁痛苦？好似系斩咗嗰个人嘅手或者脚咁样咧
？Because once you were received, now you're shunned. How would you feel?
因为你曾经系被接受，但系你而家系被闩于门外，你会点样谂咧
？Once you were accepted, now you're pushed out the door.
你曾经系被接纳，但系你而家就被推出去呢个家啦，你会点样谂咧？
You're pushed aside, sometimes for someone else.
有时甚至乎是那个人是为了另一个人去将你去推开。
You see, the doctrine of grace hits a chord in us.
这个恩典的意思是在我们的心里面是
有回响。Because it strikes deep in us. It meets a need at the fundamental level of humanity.
因为它进入到我们人的人性的中心里面。
And that is, we want to be loved. We want to be accepted.
我们想被接纳，我们想被爱。
Why is it that if a marriage is singing, if a marriage is special, it's working,where there is mutual love, there's loving the unlovely. Why do we want that?
我哋点解想希望呢个婚姻系会开花结果，会有成长？我哋点解会希望咁样咧？
See, God's grace hits a chord in us that we want.
我哋就系想希望有呢样嘢，系神嘅恩典系入到我哋心里。
I cringe, you know, and I have pretty painful memories too of being a child left out. When you're a child.And you're left out of the crowd. How do you feel?
当你是一个小孩，你同被其他人去排斥的时候，你会怎么想？
You know this. Kids know this. Even it's fresher in their brains. It's cruel. It's cruel. When you're left out, everybody else is having fun. You can't play.
当你人哋大家喺一齐玩紧嘅时候，你唔系同佢唔可以同佢哋一齐玩嘅时候，你当然唔会觉得开心。
That's devastating to a child. It's devastating.
对一个小朋友嚟讲，系一个好有破坏性。
All this points to the fact that we were made to commune with God.
因为我哋被造系要同神系有呢个关系。
Because God is the ultimate significant other that we need.
因为神就是那个我们至终我 最需要的那一位。
And verse 8 and 9 is saying that we're looking for it.
第八第九节讲给我们听，我们是寻求这件事，但是我们是在不同错的方向去找。
We're restless. We're looking. We're searching for it.
我们是不停止的去寻找去寻求。
We want something that will fill this emptiness.
我想一啲嘢去填满我哋当中嘅空虚。
It's because we're made for God. We're made in the image of God.
因为我哋被神去做，藉住神嘅形象而做。
And nothing in this created world will satisfy you.
喺呢个被造嘅世界里边，冇嘢真正可以去满足到你。
In place of that,
冇嘢可以取代神。
So how do you get it? How do you get this grace?
咁你点样得到呢个恩典？
Well, contrary to your deepest beliefs, you can't earn it. You can't get it by your efforts.
同你嘅谂法可能唔同啦，因为你唔能够去赚到，唔能够靠你嘅努力去赚翻嚟。
Even though you want to be received, you can't earn it.
纵使你想被接纳，但系你唔系真系可以赚到。
You can't earn that reception.
你唔可以赚呢个被接纳呢样嘢。
You see, you got to erase what the world's perception is of Christianity. The world's perception is, oh, you got to be good. You got to be religious.
这个世界怎么看基督教呢？他们想基督教就是说，哦，你一定要做好了，你一定要好一个好虔诚的人。
But God says it's not what you pay that matters.
但是神说不是说你要付出什么才重要。
Because it's about His grace, it's free.
是关于他的恩典是免费的。
And God is not obligated to give it to you.
而神不是有责任要给你。
But the amazing thing is, He desires to give it to you.
但是最奇妙的就是说他是很渴想、很希望去给你。
Right, that's why grace is amazing. It's believing in the work of another. Jesus, right?
所以恩典就很奇妙，就是因为你去相信那一位为你所作工的，就是耶稣基督。
Jesus the Christ lived the perfect life that you ought to have lived.
耶稣活了一个完美的生活，你需要去过的。
And that you refused to live.
或者你拒绝去过。
And he died the perfect death in your place for the punishment of your sins.
他为着你去承担了这个罪的后果是死亡。
And you can come in and know the living God because of what Jesus, the God the Son, did.
你可以入嚟去认识神，因为耶稣基督为你所做。
You know what the gospel is?
福音系乜嘢咧
？Found favor in the sight of the person who counts the most.
我哋喺嗰位最重要喺个生命最重要嘅嗰位嘅面前，系得到蒙恩。
I've been let in by the only one who really counts in life.
我被那位最对我生命最紧要的那位去接纳。
He accepts and loves me.
他接纳我并且爱我。
He showers me with his grace and his mercy and his blessings.
他用他的恩典、怜悯和祝福去倾倒在我身上。
That's what we're looking for. That's what you need.
这个就是我们所享有的，这个是你们需要的。
Grace is favor being let in.
恩典就是被神去接纳。
But it's being let in without you deserving to be let in.
是你被接纳，纵使你是不配得。
And the person who's letting you in is not obligated to let you in.
而那位接纳你的不是有责任要去接纳你。
You see, in Jonah's prayer, he refers to the distress of the past, verses 2 and 3.
在约拿的祈祷里面去讲到佢之前嘅受苦嘅情况。
And as I said in the early part of the message, it means that it's the time he spent in the water sinking to the bottom.
佢喺个海里边去喺度沉紧落去。
That's the distress he's in. He's the water means death in the Old Testament, right? He's going to die in the water.
喺旧约里边呢、这个水其实系形容到呢个死亡。约拿其实系呢个水里边，佢可能死亡。
In an earlier part of prayer, if you look carefully in verses 2 and 3, he's not referring to his present time in the fish.
咁啊，第三节并唔系讲紧话佢喺鱼嘅肚腹里边嗰个情况。
The fish is the refuge, right? It's the means, the miracle that God used to save him out of this distress.
呢个鱼其实系一个拯救嘅方法，系神用呢个鱼去拯救约拿。
Because the cry of distress.In verses 2 and 3 is in the past tense, in the water.
因为第二、第三节所讲约拿所讲的受苦那个呼喊是用一个过去式去形容，就是说当他在这个海里面去沉下去。
And if you compare and contrast that with the latter part of the prayer, it's the voice of confidence and thanks for the deliverance. That's in the present. That's in the belly of the fish.
而相对于在那个祈祷的后半段讲到他是有这个信心得到拯救的时候，就讲到佢喺鱼呢个肚腹呢个现在嘅情况。
Slide 4, Psalm 196 really summarizes Jonah chapter 2.
咁喺诗篇119篇其实系总结咗约拿佢刚才嘅说话。
The psalmist says, "I used to wander off until you disciplined me, but now I closely follow your word."
他说我未受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
You see, Jonah is suffering, being thrown into the Mediterranean Sea.
约拿受苦是被抛入海里面。
But it led to his repentance.
但引领到他的悔改。
And he began to seek the face of God again.
然后开始去再次寻求神的面。
And so how did that happen?
怎样发生的呢？
What can we do?For that to happen to us?
我们要做些什么以致我们会这样发生？
Well, did you notice what Jonah says in verse 4?
有没有留意到第四节约拿说什么？
Daniel, verse 4, please. He says, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again to what? Towards what? What does it say there? Towards your holy temple.
他说我算我从你眼前被驱逐，我仍要仰望，仰望什么呢？就是仰望你的圣殿。
And just in case we missed that, he says again in verse 7.
然后第七节他继续说。
Verse 7. My prayer rose to you, where? To your holy temple.
他说我的祷告进入到你的圣殿。
See, Jonah is saying, I was in this condition.Yet, God, you heard me.
约拿就话我曾经喺呢个咁嘅状况，但神你听我嘅祷告。
I was banished from your sight.
我从你嘅眼前被撤开。
Like a fool running away from you.
我活咗一个好愚蠢嘅生命，我从你眼前去逃走。
Yet, you chased me down. You received me.
但系你去追赶我，去接受我。
You showed your love by taking me in.
你接纳我，俾我睇到你嘅爱。
Slide 5. God receives you not because of what is in your heart.
神接纳你并唔系因为你嘅心里边系有啲乜嘢。
He receives you because what's in His heart.
佢接纳你系因为神嘅心里边有啲乜嘢。
And if you understand that, you won't be afraid to look in the mirror in the morning.
如果你明白呢一点嘅时候，你 喺你朝头早嘅时候，你唔会害怕去面对住镜去睇你自己。
You won't hesitate and regret. Oh, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that?
你唔会去后悔，话点解我冇做呢样嘢，点解冇做嗰样嘢。
Or you might look in the mirror and say, I couldn't really have done that. I'm not that bad.
你话，又或者你。你不再需要说、啊、我应该可以这样做，我不是这么差的。
No, a person whose conscience is framed by God's grace has strength, has psychological strength to look at themselves realistically.
一个有神的恩典的人可以去正确地去看他自己是看、很现实的现状的，看他自己的现状。
Because everyone else, apart from Christians whohave embraced God's grace, everyone else bases their self-image on their performance.
因为那些没得到神的恩典的人，他们看他自己的形象是建基于他们的表现。
And if you base your self-image on your performance, you won't admit who you are.
如果你将你的形象建基于你的表现的时候，你不会承认你是哪一个。
You can't admit you're wrong.
你不可以承认你的错。
Because if you admit spiritual failure, you admit your failure in performance.
如果你承认了你属灵的错误的时候，你就承认了你的、表现是错。
And your self-image is gone.
而你的自我形象就会失去了。
And as we looked at last time, your identity is gone.
你的身份也都失去。
You have no reason to live.
你没有任何原因去继续去生活。
But another person who says, I am like this and yet God loves me, God receives me.
但另一个人说我是这样，但是神去接受我。
If you grasp that, if you understand that, you have the ability to look within you realistically.
如果你能够这样做的时候，你可以去正确地看自己。
I'm completely valued, accepted, welcomed into God's family.
我是有价值的，我被神去接纳到他的家庭里面。
Despite my shortcomings.
纵使我是有不足的地方。
See, grace is received when you understand that.
当你明白这一点的时候，你就得到恩典。
When you understand and grasp what Jonah did in verses 8 and 9.
当你明白到约拿第八、第九节所讲的说话。
Again, it's similar to what Paul says in Colossians 1:6, and I'll paraphrase that again. On the day you understood the gospel of grace, on the day you understood grace, that was the day the gospel began to bear fruit.In you.
跟保罗所讲的差不多，就好像说当你去明白到这个恩典，这个福音的时候，这个福音就会在你的生命里面去结出果子来。
So here's the problem. There are people who have a low view of their mistakes, of their sins.
一个问题就是有些人对他们的罪是看得太轻。
If you don't think you're that bad, you don't want grace.
如果你认为你不是一个这么差的人的时候，你不会想要有恩典。
In fact, I would say that you don't like this message.
我可能甚至说你可能不是这么喜欢这个、这一篇的讲道。
Because you don't like it when people talk about punishment.
因为你不喜欢人讲到惩罚。
You don't like it. You don't like a sermon that is that harsh.
你不想有一个、很苛刻的一篇的讲道。
Because you think it's unfair to talk about the need to be punished by God.
因为你认为呢是讲到神要去惩罚我们，这个是很不公平。
It's because you think God owes you.
因为你以为神去欠了你的。
That you've done enough, that you're good enough, that God owes you.
因为你说你已经做够做好了，神是欠了你。
It's kind of like a poor person who thinks they're rich.
就好像一个穷的人以为他是、很有钱。
So when somebody comes along with this tremendous gift,They're not going to accept it.
所以当有一人
I don't want it.
有一份很厚的礼或者很多钱送给他的时候，他就 不会想要。
They stay poor.
他继续是贫穷。
Because they don't realize that they're poor.
因为他们不知道他是贫穷。
And they don't want the rich gift.
而他不希望，他不想要这份丰厚的礼物。
And there are other people who know that they're a failure.
而另一些人，他们知道他是失败者的时候，
But the problem there is they have too low of a view of God's mercy.
他们的问题可能就是说他们看神的怜悯恩典太轻。
They don't believe God's mercy is powerful enough sufficient enough to deal with their mess.
他们不相信神的怜悯是有这个能力去处理他们的问题。
So they haven't received God's grace either.
所以他们不会接受神的恩典。
And generally, these are people who know they failed and they know they need charity, but they wish they hadn't been in their situation or condition.
这些人他们知道失败，他们知道需要人来帮助，但是他们希望他们不是在那个状况里面。
They pound their head against the wall. They say, I ought not to be in this condition. I should have succeeded.
他说我不应该在这样的状况，我应该是成功的。
And they want to hold on to some type of self-effort, some type of works religion.
所以他们会捉紧住一些他们想付出的努力，这些所谓的工作的这个。
And they don't grasp God's grace because they don't think they need God's grace.
他们捉不到神的恩典，因为他们认为他们不需要神的恩典。
Because there's too low a view of God's mercy.
因为他们看轻了神的怜悯。
And then there are people who see their sin, their spiritual failures, and they see at the same time the greatness of God's grace.
而另一些人就是看到他们自己属灵上面的失败，同时间看到神的恩典的伟大。
And that, if you grasp that, the height and the height of God's grace, the depth of your sin, you'll receive the power of God's grace.
如果你看到神的恩典是多么大，你的罪是多么深的时候，你就会接受神的恩典。
It's kind of looking at the world with two eyes.
可以用两只眼去看这个世界。
You know, if you cover your eye, you know, on an eye exam, you cover your eye, there's no depth perception, right?
如果你遮住一只眼去睇嘅时候咧，你睇唔到嗰个前面个景物有嘅深度。
But if you uncover that eye, you have your depth perception.
如果你系两只眼一齐睇嘅时候，你就有呢个深度。
And so you need those two things: the height of God's grace, the depth of your sinfulness.
所以你需要明白两样嘢，第一就系话神嘅恩典系几咁高，第二就系话你嘅罪几咁深。
And if you see that, you'll see God's grace as a beauty.
如果你睇到咁样嘅时候，你就睇到神嘅恩典系几咁美丽。
And you'll experience the power of His grace, and you'll be changed.
然后你就会经历神嘅恩典，你会去改变。
See, that's what happened to Jonah, but it took his tremendous suffering in his waywardness to convince him of that.
这件事就在约拿的身上发生，但 是用让他经历了很多的苦难之后。
That's the way you become a Christian.
这个就是你怎样成为基督徒。
At the same time, seeing the heights of God's grace and the depths of our sinfulness.
就是看到神的恩典多么高，第二看到我们的罪多么深。
Generally, when you see a person considering a faith in Christianity, you know what is happening? They usually...You know, they have some idea of their sin, but they're kind of clueless with God's grace.
当有啲人去可能系考虑紧基督教呢个宗教嘅时候，你会睇到佢对于佢哋嘅罪可能有啲嘅认识，但系佢哋未睇到神嘅恩典。
Usually, those people who are considering Christianity, they think they got to earn it in some way.
呢啲人咧，可能佢哋会觉得佢哋要赚到翻嚟。
Or They go to the other extreme. They have some idea about Jesus' great grace and love, but they don't really see that they're that bad.
另一个极端就是说你看到耶稣基督的爱的恩典，但是看不到自己几咁差。
And therefore, they don't really grasp their need for a savior.
所以他们看不到他们有需要这个救主。
You see, the two got has to come together.
而这样也应该要去走在一起。
It's kind of like a chemical reaction.
好似一个化学嘅反应。
When two chemicals mix,
当两样化学物去混合嘅时候。
And in the Bible, that's called the new birth. That's called regeneration.
圣经讲呢个就系重生。
You come to grips with the height of the grace of God and the depths of your sinfulness.
认识到神嘅恩典几咁高，你嘅罪几咁深。
And by the way, if you're a Christian, that's the way you grow.In your faith.
如果你是基督徒的时候，你也都是这样在你的信心上面成长。
Once you come to faith, that's how you grow.
当你来到 去相信的时候，你就这样去成长。
And Jonah grew because he finally got it. He finally got God's grace.
而约拿最后也都去认识到神的恩典。
He experienced, on the one hand, his own sinfulness, deep remorse for that, and experienced the grace of God.
一方面看到他自己的罪，一方面都经历到神的恩典。
Look what Jonah did to help himself remember, to help himself grow in the knowledge of his own sin. It's in verse 8.
第八節俾我哋睇到約拿點樣去繼續成長，去認識到佢自己嘅罪。
This is the key for this message, for the entire book. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs.
这一节是整本书的重心，那信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主。
You see, if you want to see the depth of your sin, don't just say, oh, the preacher said I'm bad, I must be bad.
如果你要认识到自己的罪境那么深的时候，不可以就是说，讲道那个人说我有罪，那我就有罪啦。
You got to examine your own sinful tendencies. You have to take the time to see the pattern of your waywardness against God. I only have time for one example. My time is up. Take religion. You can do a lot of religious things. Come to church.
来教会,
be busy with Christian activities.
很忙的,
you can constantly do all kinds of things that are quote unquote Christian. They make you feel good. They make you feel clean. They make you feel like God surely owes me something. Look how hard I'm working for you. You have to smash that idol. Or you forfeit the grace. That could be yours. Maybe your idol is something that's against the Ten Commandments. Maybe it's something like that.
又或者你的偶像是犯了十戒里面其中一些。
You know it's wrong, but you do it because maybe your life is dull. Maybe your life is gray.
可能你明知是错，但你都这样做，可能你会觉得你的生命是很无聊。
And doing what you do makes you feel better.
你做这些事情让你觉得好些。
More meaning in life.
让你以为你生命里面有更多意义。
That's a God. That's a God in your life.
这就是你生命里面那个神。
You know it's wrong, but you continue to do it.
你知道是错，但你继续这样做。
That's a false God that'll let you down in the end.
这是一个假神，最后都会使你失望。
Because only the true God can guarantee tomorrow, right?
因为只有一个真的神才可以为你确定明天。
Because everything else that's false, everything else you make as a God can never satisfy you.
因为你用你手所做出来的神永远都不能够去满足你。
It can never give you the guarantee that you're looking for.
并不能够保证你会得到你所找的东西。
God guarantees that if you believe in Him, you will rise. You will rise with Him.
神保证说，如果你去相信祂，你和祂会一同升起。
From the depths of the sea.
从这个海的深处去升起。
Just one small epilogue, if you will. Remember, Jonah looking at the temple?
记不记得刚才约拿所说，望着那个圣殿。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why is he saying that? I'm looking at your holy temple. He's in the belly of a fish. I'm looking at your holy... Why?
为什么约拿在大鱼的肚里，他说他仰望神的圣殿呢？
Well, if you know your Old Testament, you know why.
如果你看旧约圣经，你知道。
In the Old Testament, God came down in the Holy Temple to meet the Israelites.
在旧约里面，神来到这个神的殿里面，去跟以色列人相遇。
But when he came down, he had these ordinances they had to do, like sacrifice, sacrificing an animal, and sprinkling the blood on that golden slab, the mercy seat, which is above the Ark of the Covenant.
当神来到的时候，这些以色列人要做很多的事，譬如要去献祭生，要将 宝血洒在这个先的宝座前面。
And year after year after year after year, they had to shed blood. An animal had to be sacrificed again and again and again, and blood had to be sprinkled again and again and again on the mercy seat.
一年又一年的，他们要去宰杀这些牲畜。 他们要将血的一次又一次，每一年都是这样撒在这个施恩的宝座面前，重复重复这样做。
Obviously, it had to be done because God's holy. And a substitute had to pay to meet him.
他们要这样做，因为神是圣洁的，所以要有一个代罪的牺牲。
Because how can you meet him if nobody paid the penalty?
如果没有人去付上这个代价的时候，你怎么可以见到他呢？
And so, you know why we don't cut open an animal during our worship service?
你知不知道为什么我们的崇拜里面我们不用去杀生？
Because Jesus is the perfect Lamb of God. It's finished. He was slain for you.
因为耶稣基督这个完美的羔羊是为你而牺牲被宰杀。
You know that slab of the mercy seat where the blood was sprinkled? It rested on the Ten Commandments.
这个施恩的宝座，它坐落在哪里呢？ 坐落在这个十诫的石板上面。
The law of God demands from you a life of greatness, compassion, integrity, courage, purity, generosity, self-sacrifice.
神的律法，它要求人过一个好好的生活， 要有同情心、正直、勇敢、纯洁、慷慨和自我牺牲。
None of us can honestly say we do all of that.
我们没有一个人可以说我们可以做到这些。You
need the blood sprinkled.
你需要这个宝血洒在这个施恩座上。You
need the substitute. Jonah knew that.
你需要一个代赎的约拿知道。Do
you know that?
你知不知道呢？
That's the key. That's the key to grow.
这个就是这个成长的重点。That's
the key to know.
这个重点你需要知道。
If you don't have that, you don't have him.
如果你没有这件事的时候，你不会得到神。
The substitute. That's why we celebrate communion.
这个代赎的，所以我们才要去庆祝。
That's the grace you need in your life today.
这个就是你今天需要的恩典。
Father, we thank you for the narrative of Jonah.
天父，我们感谢你约拿的故事。
And we thank you, Lord, that in the belly of a fish, miraculously, in Jonah's cry of deliverance, you rescued him.
感谢你在约拿在这个鱼腹里面去呼喊，你去拯救他。
And that's an image of grace. Someone receiving your grace.
这个就是一个人去接受恩典的一个图画。
Your favor to be let in.
你在 你让他进入到你的里面。
So I pray, Lord, for everyone here,
我们为这里每一个人祈祷,
that they would realize that they need God's grace too.
让他们知道他们都需要神的恩典。
And that if they're running from you, that they would see what Jonah saw.
如果他们从你眼前去逃走的时候，他们都会看到约拿所看到的。
And be rescued.
让他们得到拯救。
And I pray for my brothers and sisters here who already know you.
我们为那些已经相信你的弟兄姊妹祈祷。
That they would grasp your grace to grow.
他们会捉紧你的恩典去成长。
And follow Jesus.
和去跟随耶稣。
With their lives.
是用他们的生命去跟随。
We pray that that would honor you today.
让这件事可以去荣耀你。
Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名。